Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The number of Americans filing for weekly unemployment claims rose 30,000 last week as the job market shows the pandemic continues to take a toll. 778,000 people filed for first-time unemployment claims, more than economists were expecting. Meanwhile, continuing claims, those who were already receiving benefits for at least 2 weeks, fell by 299,000. As the pandemic surges around the country, Texas hit a new single-day record in the number of coronavirus cases this week, reporting nearly 14,000 new confirmed cases on Tuesday. As Sarah Self-Walbrick from Texas Tech Public Media reports, the healthcare system is nearing the breaking point.
With Thanksgiving looming, Lubbock officials say the area's hospitals cannot handle a post-holiday surge in COVID-19 cases. The city announced 680 new cases and 18 additional deaths on Tuesday. The two hospitals in town have approached capacity for days and needed state support for staffing. Lubbock Health Authority Dr. Ron Cook worries holiday gatherings could make things worse.
Our hospitals, our emergency rooms, and our ICUs are saturated. We cannot tolerate and handle any increase in the cases than we already have coming in.
Nearly 8,500 Texans are now hospitalized with COVID-19. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick in Lubbock.
And as health experts around the country beg people to stay home for Thanksgiving, airports are seeing many travelers. Others will be traveling by car. AAA spokeswoman Jeanette McGee.
We definitely think people are heading out on Wednesday, celebrating the holiday and turning around and coming right back home, whether that's Thanksgiving evening or on Friday.
But still, health experts say that's not safe, noting the people who feel fine can still be super spreaders. And they point out a negative coronavirus test doesn't give you a green light to be with people because the incubation period can range from a couple of days to 2 weeks. Black leaders are outraged by Republican efforts to throw out huge numbers of ballots cast in areas with many black residents. NPR's Juana Summers has more.
The president and his campaign have presented no evidence of widespread voter fraud or other impropriety in any of these cities, and multiple courts have rejected their challenges. But their actions have led some critics to compare the tactics used by Trump's team to attempts to suppress the black vote after the Civil War. Trump's campaign and his allies have denied any racial motivation behind their strategies. In a statement, senior legal advisor Jenna Ellis said, quote, "Every American deserves to know that our elections are conducted in a legal manner, no matter who they are or where they live." That statement did not specifically address the racial implications of their actions. Juana Summers, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Alabama civil rights activist Bruce Boynton has died at the age of 83. He was convicted of trespassing in a whites-only bus terminal over 60 years ago. The verdict was eventually overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. As Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gassett reports, the case inspired other protesters known as the Freedom Riders.
It was an order of a cheeseburger and a cup of tea that got Boynton thrown out of a white restaurant in a bus terminal in Richmond, Virginia, and arrested.
I gave the waitress the order. She left, and I thought that she had taken the order. But she came back with the manager. And the manager took his finger and stuck it in my face.
Boynton, represented by future Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, won his case, and the high court ruled segregation in public transportation illegal. Later, Freedom Riders tested that ruling by riding interstate buses and attempting to eat in bus terminals. They were often beaten for doing so. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery.
In India, tens of thousands of people fled their homes in low-lying areas of the southern part of the country, moving into evacuation shelters to escape a cyclone barreling toward the Tamil Nadu region's coast. Cyclone Navar is expected to bring heavy downpours after slamming ashore. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles an hour and gusts of up to 90 miles an hour. Less than a half an hour to go before the opening bell on Wall Street, U.S. futures contracts are trading mixed. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.